The object of this exercise, of defining a histone equatorial plane, is to create a logical basis for orientation of the binding of DNA to the 8 subunit N-termini, whose locations are now indicated by yellow stars. If we simply assume, as common sense in any event would predict, that for each of the 8 histone subunits, there will be a similar joining geometry connecting that subunit's helix 1 to its N-terminal strand, then, instead of the 8 N-termini pointing every which way, as they do in the currently accepted model, they could all be oriented in parallel with each other, each bearing a DNA strand or strands, each of which would therefore also be logically oriented with respect to the nuclear space. That, in fact, is precisely what we are going to assume. We shall assume, furthermore, that the logical direction of these N-termini and associated DNA strands will be approximately normal to the plane of the computer screen, since that accords with the orientation of the histone equatorial plane, and thereby avoids collisions of DNA strands, either with other DNA strands or with the octamer core. What would be the distances between adjacent histone subunit N-termini in the positions indicated by the yellow stars? Let's find out.